invoking his intercession with God, when that they were seca, sick, as Chaucer tells us. Those who were cured of their maladies would then make their promised pilgrimage to Becket's bones. All across Europe, a pilgrimage in company with others was a life-defining event and one of the principal satisfactions of a well-tuned life. A man or woman went on pilgrimage in thanksgiving for a favor granted, or to ask a member of the court of heaven for something greatly desired, or as penance for sins committed. But even a penitential pilgrimage was full of incidental pleasures. The pilgrim joined with the other pilgrims for safety and companionship, and each pilgrimage offered its promise of adventure. One was, after all, traveling farther into the world than one had ever ventured before. Most medieval wayfarers had never gone beyond the nearest market town, so every pilgrim could look forward to marvelous sights and strange encounters. Whether you journeyed to a national shrine like Canterbury, to an international destination like Santiago de Compostela in Spain, or to the most exotic goal of all, the Holy Land itself, you would have enough stories to tell on your return to fill what remained of your span of days. Especially from your fellow pilgrims, mostly people previously